Christian Choir Supristo na Campo Blanda.
And we shall continue with our study on the book of First Timothy.
Wala tuwaela kusoma nesomo lyesu lya mwibuku ya kutendeka lya kwa Timothy.
Chapter 4 is a very important chapter.
Chapter 4 ni chapter emo ikankala na kuchikomo chimo ichikankala.
We find that what Paul says from the beginning in chapter 4 is actually the express will of the Holy Spirit.
Tulesanga kuchacho chatampepo kulanda Paulo mu chapter 4 ni mbela nangu ufayo nangu imichisile ya mpati wa mshilo.
Paul must have been moved by the Spirit or must have been told by God to talk about the impending deception or the coming deception.
Ye mwoneka kwa mpati wa mshilo wa sosele mkuri Paulo ukumweva pamulandu wa fileisa vya kuwepua.
So Timothy was warned not to give any heed to deceiving spirits.
Na Timothy nao vali mchenjeshe ukutila eva wa ukutika kufya mipashi vya kuwepua.
We know that the deceiving spirit works through false prophets.
Kwa kuchila mipashi ya kuwepe igombela mubaka sisema ababu fi.
And the false prophet try to infiltrate the church with doctrine here in this case, doctrines of demons.
Na baka sisema ababu fi vesha kuingila mkatikalo kucha novu sisemo nangu ifya limbwa ifya bufi.
As we have
talk about,
in many cases we find that this antichrist or false prophet actually come out from the community of
faith.
We can turn to 1 John to refresh our memory. We turn to 1 John chapter 2. We read verse 18 and verse 19. Here John predicted the coming of the Antichrist.
Apa Yohane akwete kulanda palwa kuisolwa ba mkanya Kristo.
From the description given by John here, it is clear that the Antichrist here is not just one, in fact there are many Antichrists.
Se tulanga ukutila kulingane Yohane apa vamukanya Kristu temuntu fye umo lelo vengi.
Verse 19 it says, they went out from us.
Yede tivafumine muri ifwe.
Very possibly these people still remain firstly in the community of faith.
Che langa ukutila ababantu ku
but John says they were not of us. Now we turn to chapter 4.
Chapter 4, 1 Yohane.
If you read verse 3, here it talks about the spirit of the Antichrist. Here it's not talking about the people or those who, denying that Christ has come in the flesh.
Here
it talks about the spirit that was at work, in those who deny Christ has come in the flesh.
Apa ile lende pamupashi yo kyungira muri abo bani bamukanya Kristo.
So you find that Antichrist, the spirit of Antichrist, or what? The spirit of demon actually worked through false prophets.
Echimpashi icha kowela chivombela mubaka sesema abavufi.
Paul called this spirit the deceiving spirit.
Paulo aitire ndumupasha tumupashi wakubepwa.
John called this as falsehood, the spirit of the Antichrist.
Uyu mupashi uyu Yohane awita ukuti ndumupashi wa mkanya Kristu.
So we must be very aware, must be very careful, especially we know that we are now at, you know, at the end time, right before the second coming of Christ.
Na kuisa kwa shukuru ifuwe kwa uchilengu kwa ukulenga gubili.
Now we turn back to 1 Timothy.
Na tuwele mkwai muri Timothy wakubali lapo.
From verse 6 to verse 11.
Tampa verse 6 kwa shintam verse 11.
Here Paul talks about how to be a good servant of Jesus Christ.
Apa Paulo alelanda apa fiyo tufile tuwa wa bomfi awasuma wa kwa Kristu Yesu.
To be a good servant of Christ, one must equip himself with all the virtues of God.
Muntu pakuti engawa mubo mfimu suma kwa Yesu Kristu afuye akwata nimbela isuma ya kwa Kristu.
We have studied this first Timothy.
Basoma uyu muntu Timote.
We know that he was a very good worker.
Bamona ukuti ali mubo mfimu umusuma.
He was well praised by his own church and the neighboring
churches as well.
Here Paul says to be a good servant requires Timothy what? To instruct the brethren in the things that Paul had called him.
Ena pakuwa mwa mfumusuma Timothy asambilishe wa mnina vamina ngolukuta fievo ifyo timu Paulo amsambilishe.
Meaning that Timothy was appointed by Paul to warn the church against the work of the deceiving spirit.
Vamona okutila Timote asozewe na Paulo ukuchengesha ulukuta pawa kasesema awabufi nangu chimipashi ichakuwela ichakuwepa.
Timothy himself must not pay any attention or must not give heed to the doctrines of the demon.
Nangu Timothy wine nao tafwile aposa mano kufia lembwa fiabufi ifyakuwepwa fiakumipashi.
Instead, Timothy himself must follow what? Carefully the doctrines that Paul had taught him.
Paulo Timothy wine na wafwile akonka ifikomo nango amashwi ayo Paulo amsambilishe.
For someone who is able to follow the doctrines that he received very closely.
Muntu yowinga konka ifikomo nango ifyevo ifyo asambishuwa wino wino.
It means that he is nourished in the word of faith. And he is also nourished in the what? In the good doctrine.
Kadi ari wa kudishwa wino wino mu masambiro ayasuma.
So today, if we have been following the
that we have received,
have rooted ourselves in the truth.
Nga natu wika mishila shesu mchine.
So when falsehood, tries to infiltrate the church.
Ili obufi wa tampo kuinga mkati karukuta.
We find that we have the capacity and the courage to defend the word of God.
Kama nukutia tuli kutu hawa kuchinchua kari kuri wa hawa kwa sa mkuchingira ichi.
We are unsure of the words that we have received.
Gaturi hawa chetikala pachevo icho tu apokelela.
We find that this falsehood can actually sweep us away very easily.
Gatutula wako selela mchevo tu apokelela awe ubufi kutu wa mkwai watu kumpa.
Now we come to the last part, verse 12 to verse 16.
Vele tumone mnomba mpandwa cha kulekeshe ichi mu verse 12 kwa shita verse 16.
Like what we said before, at that time, Timothy was still a young worker.
Pamonge fetwa tuala ndire tupaile nshita Paulo adifio mcheche nangu mwaiche.
Where was he when Paul was writing this epistle to him?
Alikuisa ilio Paulo alemulembela iinkalata. Ephesus.
Ephesus, yeah?
Aliku Ephesus.
Ephesus, what? This church at Ephesus, yeah, had many elders.
Mulukuta wife is a smwali abakalamba abo tutati ba bishop big shops
bishop
barimo bakalamba mulukuta muri bengi abalimo
deva ma reverend
yo bishop baba bishop mukabakangalira abakalamba
some version use the word bishop
fyale mbwa fyo muchipingo ba bomfeshu yakwati ba bishop
some use the word overseers
bambe ba bomfeshu bakangalira.
My version uses the word elders.
Muveshi nango fyalemba byatu bakangalira.
All one and the same, they refers to, you know, the same thing.
Baba bantu fye bamobena kumuntu fye omowine tababa abapusana nakaya.
So for youngster to deal with you know the problem in the church is such a complex situation.
Utumwana muchachinango munono. Pakuti alande kuwa kalamba chitu cha shupangana nshi.
Obviously it's not easy at all.
Tachava icha angukana kalia.
Now so here Paul encourages Timothy.
Paolo amu chitcha Timote.
Let no one despise the youth.
Lekom wileka nedumo asule ulmendo vove.
Meaning no, let no one look down on your youthfulness.
Kutila wileka na kumuntu akusule asule uchichewewe na kumulumendo bowe na kumweche bowe.
However, there is a clarification to make here. Paul is not suggesting that, you know, Timothy should be arrogant, you know, should be what? Unsubmissive.
Apa Paulo alimweva Timoti kuti tafuire kuva munthu ushufuire kunakila na kuva munthu wabunkalwe na kuva kosa ushufai kwa kupendululwa.
When we look at a youngster,
tumuna kuva iche,
we always say a youngster may not be stable emotionally.
Tulamona kuti ati vabana vanono kunga mukufura fura kwavo tavava vakuipindulula iyo.
And a youngster can be easily puffed up.
Mwana munono kuti ava wakuitutu mwana mukatatika kanono.
Well, we say a youngster is not experienced in life.
No mwana munono kuti atila tari wa ishwa ifingi mukwikashwa kwenu.
Most crucially, we said a youngster can be easily affected by the environment in which he is.
Mwana munono na umulumendo kuti ava wasendwa. Nafichitikwa munchende iyo ekalamo.
However, here Paul said to Timothy,
Delo Paulo, aive Timothy kuchila,
let no one look down on your youthfulness, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity.
Atwileka umuntinerio umo asule ulumendo vove. Delo, kuwa tetekela uwe icha kumwena po mumisosele, mumibele, mukutekanya, mukutetekela, mukusanguluka.
You can imagine if a youngster is able to show this kind of example in the church.
Kwene ningatia kuti mulumendo alanga iimbela ishonseshe.
Surely everyone will respect him.
Ichile chino umuntu onse kuti akwata kumuchindika kumuchindika.
Because he knows how to speak and what to speak.
Naishwa ifyo ingasosa nefyo afafile asosa.
He knows how to speak properly.
Naishwa ifya kusosa wino wino.
He knows how to give a timely encouragement, for example, to those who are in sorrow.
Kuti naishwa instan. Yoyo ingalande akuri abo abali mu Bulanda.
Surely everyone will love him.
Chine chine onse kuti amutemwa.
In his conduct he is very upright.
Mwibere yakwe ali walungama.
You know, he pursue what? Godliness in his life.
Akabilwa bulesa mumweo wakwe.
Enough, he is an example to others.
Ichi kuti avaicha kumwena ko kuba nankwe.
This is important, isn't it?
Chine chepo chichintu chikankala vati.
In spirit, in faith, and in purity.
Mupashe mukusanguluka na mubulungami.
In spirit to me, it means what? In zeal. In zeal.
Mupashe kuri vena na kuri fwe ni mukukabila.
You know, if a youngster has the zeal to serve God,
nga muntu ngumusepera ali kumupashi kukabira kucungira lesa
and is very diligent in serving God.
Ali wa maluka mukucungira lesa.
Surely his service to the Lord will become an example to the church.
Ichine chine ukubomba kwakwe kuchawe chakumwena ko kulukuta.
So if a youngster has faith in God,
nga mulmendo nakwa chichetekele kumuri lesa.
He knows how to rely on God fully.
Naishwa efenga shinchira kumulesa kufika po.
And he also knows his belief.
Naishwa necho asuminamo.
He is well versed with the best belief of the church.
Naishwa efya minapo efya mbulu kutala na efishwa wino wino.
Surely he can be an example of evangelism to many.
Ichi nekuti wava ucha kumwena ko kubantu wengi na kuchintu wenge.
Finally, Paul says in purity.
Hello, mukabiri Paulo ambwewa kwa tinamukusambuluka konse.
In terms of his dealing with the opposite sex.
Kaina munshila yakuva na vakashana vakusana ko na wene.
If you always remain pure.
Afwire anga afwire kuva uwa sambuluka.
Surely the power of God will rest upon him.
Amaka ya kwalesa ya nokuwa pali wene.
So if you do not want people to look down on you.
Nga ulefaya vantu vekana ukusula.
It is not by fighting for position.
Tegulisha if you follow your.
There is no need for us to pray for any.
Free to adapt for Gurishanya from Katikalu Gutayo.
We follow the example of Paul here.
Now to conquer if your Paulo. Chapumana go Chapua Paulo at your Alanda Pom Chipingo.
God will exalt us.
Lesa
and as long as we cultivate ourselves. At all times.
Ngatuli aba kuikula fwewe ne parishta ne insta.
Gradually, what God will allow us to serve Him in a greater capacity.
Awelesa alinokut suntula nokumupiungila pachifulo echikulu nangu chikalamba.
Now verse 13.
Verse 13.
Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine.
Uvike umutima pakuve. Okuelenga ukuchinsha na ukusambirisha kasukenjisa.
Now, I'm thinking, why did Paul ask him to give attention to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine?
Ninshi Paul amchinchishe kutati, apose mtima wako ukuelenga na ukuchinchisha na ukusambirisha.
To be a youngster, a youngster is like to me when a youngster reaches 18. That is the prime time of his life,
isn't it?
To me, that's the best time that he can learn. All the way to the age of
45.
That period of time is like a golden period to learn. So I'm thinking, because of so many problems in the church, sometimes Timothy could be distracted. Paul give attention to reading. Sometimes because we are so busy.
Even
busy with the work of the church. To an extent that we don't even have time to what? To read the Bible. We do not have time to learn and to improve ourselves. So Timothy was still young. So if he passed that golden period, then it will be difficult for him to learn after that. Once you hit 45, we all know now we are declining.
Is it also? If you move in two fingers, to
to equip yourself with the word. After you hit 45, that's it. For you people are different. Why? Because many of you are
even baptized.
Or maybe God will extend your learning period. For him, it's finished.
Everyone now, God is going to hide.
For 6 years of finishing.
God will let me have 6 hours. This is Jabo Sambira.
Okay. Now we come back.
To wait in
Also, what? To exhortations. That is the main part of the work of a minister. That is to exhort others with the word of God. So to exhort, you need to know the word. Just like we cracked a joke before, yeah, last year, remember? You cannot, on the Sabbath, every Sabbath, preach about Abraham. Abraham has a son.
Abraham,
and God asked him to offer up his son.
Amen.
And next week you repeat the same
thing.
If you are irresponsible. That's why you need to read. God is a wonderful God. Then God will help you understand. As long as you remain humble before God and man, you find that God will give you more and more understanding. Because what you have received is not for yourself. And what God has given to you is for the edification of
yourself.
That's why Paul said to Timothy.
Paulo Ivere Timothy.
Give attention to exhortation. The last one is to doctrine.
Yes, kukusambirisha.
In another translation it says teaching.
I would prefer
to stick to the word doctrine here. The church was facing a challenge from falsehood. So for Timothy, apart from praying to God, he must continue to search into the doctrines. Obviously, to strengthen his own faith. At the same time, to present very forceful argument or rebuttal against, you know, the false teaching. If you read verse 11, Paul said, this thing command and teach. Verse 6 is saying, you instruct the brethren in this thing. This thing refers to what is mentioned in verse 4 to verse 5.
If in doing if you have been one verse from verse 5, Papa Lum verse 6 at Dila, Papu Vik if you feel to Kuba Nava Wananina.
So you must be good, you must be ready.
Our Firava Muntua Pekanya.
Sometimes if we are not faced with challenges,
since they hung at the Peter of Mafia,
to be honest, we do not really know how much we know.
How rooted
we are in the
faith. Only
when challenges come,
then
we begin to realize that actually we do not know that much. If that's the case, then we need to what? Pay attention to doctrines.
Chapter 4, verse 14.
Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Timothy, as far as Paul was concerned, was quite a gifted youngster.
Kulingana Paulo, if you are Aishwe Timote adi muntu mona mulumendo wakwete if you have pen and which have pen.
Paul did not specify what kind of gift that was.
Paulo dalangishe na kumweva ichawo pecha msango chani icho akwete Timote.
What kind of gift was given to Timothy?
Nangochawo pecha msango chani ichapelwe kuri Timote.
But he reminded Timothy not to neglect the gift that is in him.
Amwevere kutila tafuire asula nangu alaba kuchawo pe ichapelwe kuri wene.
Now you know God sometimes
want us to develop a gift.
Sometimes we hear people say, I don't have the gift to preach. I don't have the gift to teach. I don't have the gift to do this. You know, sometimes a gift has to be developed. The more you use the gift that God has given to you, the more mature the gift will become. You know, if you keep on using it, obviously for the good of the church,
there will
come a time that you find that the gift will be fully developed in you. For example, interpreting. I cannot be that you when you are doing the first time and you are perfect. No. It takes time for this gift to develop. Just like preaching. You want to preach to others. You say, every time when I'm asked a question, I don't know how to answer it. God has not given me any gift. But it takes time. For you to develop the gift. The more gifted you will be. The less you do it,
It is like
that you just bury the gift.
It's like,
the gift in you has become dormant, it's useless.
That's why
sometimes you need to discover the gift that God has given to you.
That's
why Paul reminded Timothy.
Paulo,
do not neglect the gift. Because it has been given to Timothy by the laying hand of the elders.
Panchapelwe kuri Timothy mukutintirwa po minwe nangomba koko kuba kalamba.
Why do you read chapter 1 of 2 Timothy?
Chapter
1,
Timothy, what
again, and Paul talks about this issue here.
We
read verse
6. Verse 6.
Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you, through the laying on of my hands.
Nipamulandu wa yu ndekwibukisha ukuvukululu Lubingu luachavu pecha kwa lesa chave la muri iwe pamulandu wakubi kwa pali iwe iminwe nyandi.
I think from the context here it seems clearer that is the gift of preaching.
Apatule mona apatulepe chipe kwa welu ichichavu pecha kushimikila.
Because Paul was using himself as an example to talk about what? The work that he has done for the gospel.
And Paolo alela and paliwene paifyo achita pamulandu wambila nsuma.
He even saying that he was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles.
Adi sontelwe, baba sontelwe, ukuba ni mutumwa, kasambisha, kami fufine, shima pepo.
So, the gift, judging from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, probably refers to the gift of preaching.
Chapter 1, verse 6, yananda papita mlandu wa chavupe chakushimikila.
Now we turn back to chapter 4.
Welele mu chapter 4.
Please turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
Na tuwele mu 1 Timothy chapter 4.
Now verse 15.
Verse 15.
Meditate on these things, give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all.
Gube no mute kufintu ifi ikala muri ifyo ukuti ukulunduluka kove kumoneke kuri bonse.
Here Paul says that Timothy must meditate upon what he has said to him.
Apa Paulo amove Timothy kutila awe no mute.
In the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, when the word meditate is used, it's quite different from our normal understanding. In that, we think that meditate means you think about it over and over again.
If we
in reality, in the Old Testament, when someone meditates upon the word of God, it means that he speaks the word of God to himself. It's like preaching to himself. It's not just about thinking about
God.
We always want to preach to others.
Right?
But we hardly do this.
That is the fee, yo.
You understand what I'm saying? We point our finger forward.
To point to sonta in minuesha sukuntanshi.
We hardly point out the finger
to
ourselves. So when you meditate, it means you allow the word of God to teach you first.
Emukutila mwas minusha chewa chakwale sakubi sambi shemwe mukubalila po.
Speak the word of God to yourself.
Landeni chewa chakwale sakuri ba imwe.
This is meditating.
That's so many chapter 2 mu Timothy wa chibili.
We read verse 7.
Reading in verse 7.
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 7.
Tumone mu Timothy chapter 2 verse 7.
Consider what I said and may the Lord give you understanding in all things.
Pantu shikulu akakupelo muchitekanya mufintu fyonse.
So consider what I said. So you see, Timothy was required to consider what Paul has taught him.
Timothy, vamwe kutatai tontonkanya pafyo Paulo alemsambikisha.
And then Paul says, God will give you understanding.
Nalesa alinokupelo kwiluka.
You know, like we have mentioned this before, Paul is the most senior and more experienced worker in the
Lord. Obviously,
God has also given Paul a lot of wisdom.
So it's like, you
know, when he was writing to Timothy, he is like imparting, you know, the wisdom that he has received from God or the experiences that he has received from God to Timothy.
Chari mushita yakulembera makalata yakwe kuri Timothy. Achikwati alebula ichari muri wene ngofyale sambira wene nokubika muri Timothy.
So in this way what? Timothy will gain in knowledge and understanding.
Muri ichi Timothy ali nokukula mukwiruka na mukwishiba.
We turn back to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
Well, we want to more chapter 4.
1 Timothy chapter 4.
One more chapter 4.
We read verse 15 again.
When coming in verse 15.
Meditate on these things, give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all.
Uwe no mte kufintwifi ikala muri ifyo ukuti ukulunduluka kove kumoneke kuri bonse.
Give yourself entirely to them. What does it mean here? He was asking Timothy to put his heart, yeah, into what he has said to him.
So
he must not take the advices from Paul very lightly.
To
give heed to the word of Paul is required of Timothy. In fact, this is also very important to us. We cannot neglect the word of the workers of God. Very simply. We need to pay careful attention to the word. Especially those who have taught you. So when you give yourself to the words, then you find that what? You will progress in your faith. That's why Paul says, that your progress may be evidence to all.
Okay,
we turn to 2 Timothy. We read chapter 3. Timothy chapter 3.
To Timothy chapter 3.
We read verse 9. Yeah?
Verse 9.
But they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was.
Lelo tawakalunduluke pantu ukutumpa kwavo kukava pambilibili kuri bonse filia kwali ukwava malele varia.
Here he says that this women, a group of women who show no progress in their faith.
It's saying the five and a mile above shakwekumanokuilukamchetikelochavo.
Why? Because they have not given what? Their hearts are to the word of God.
Mulandushni Pamulandu Akutila Tavaposuka Mano Guchevo Chakwalesa.
Right? So if we give our hearts to the word of God, pay attention to the word of God, surely we will show progress in our faith and in our spirituality. Now we turn back to chapter 4.
Verse 16.
Take it to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you.
Uyimone we mwine ne sambilisho liowe. Ikanirira muri ififintu pantu. Paku chitefyo ukaipusha we mwine na vale kumfwa.
So we must take it to ourselves and to the doctrine.
Kanshi tufwe tuwaibula fwewe ne na kucho tule sambilishuwa.
Meaning we must be very careful with our behavior, with our characters.
And also
the
doctrines.
Continue in them.
So
if you do not continue in your own teachings,
you
find that you will fall. You shall wander away from the right. If
that's
the case, then we can never save ourselves and those who hear
us.
So continue in them. We read 2 Timothy.
2
Timothy chapter 3. We read verse 14.
Verse 14.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14.
But you must continue in the things which you have learned and feel assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them.
Lelo iwe ikanira muri ifyo wasambirira nefyo watetekela ko ukwishiba abo wasambirira ko nokuti ukufuma. Okay,
so here once again, in this second epistle, Paul reminded Timothy to continue in the things which he had learned.
Chapter 3, verse 14,
obviously, many of his teachings or understanding came from Paul. So Timothy must continue in
them.
In this way, he can save both himself and those who hear him. Any question on chapter 4? Or any supplement, anything you
want to add?
He's talking about the things repeating or you have teaching on the things that you have known. Yes. Every time you give an example of when you are teaching about Abraham giving an offering as an offering to his child, but looking at the time where the Keturah churches, these are the things we are being taught. But again, coming in TJC, we find that we are taught differently. How can... Can we wait to when we have been, we have learned, then that's the time we can begin teaching, or we continue teaching as before?
I think most of you have been taught the basic belief of the church already. I think you have also learned a lot from the workers. All this is like a foundation to your faith. You build on it. Again, what I want to stress is this, we all have been given the patterns of the sun word. So whatever you talk about, it must not what? Exceed the boundary of the patterns of the sun
word.
I think this is very important. We said the parameter of the word of God, the parameter.
Insofar
as whatever you say is within this.
That
it is acceptable. That's why we need to learn to meditate upon what we have learned. Just like Paul said to Timothy, that God will give you understanding. You know, understanding comes from God. So far as you remain in the truth, surely God will give you more understanding. To me, it takes time to be fully functional in preaching.
To
me, it's a long process. But we just have to continue to learn. Any question?
Any question? I want to make sure.
Okay, I'm saying I miss the first Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 to verse 5.
But Pusuako fit what stand come 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2 to 5. Right?
Verses
3 to 5. And from verse 3, we have kind of a 5. Nobody sure in Rishani. My father on the role.
These words, are they plain as they sound here? What do you mean?
Allo Shishe Muisa, I am a Shuabon Fishe, Mona Moves 3, 4, and 5, Paolo. Adi Fia, Fia.
Yes, it talks about forbidding marriage. And ask people not to eat certain food. There are two issues here. But we know that is against the Bible.
Yeah.
ilero kutwalya ekyakulya ekiri kyonse okufumyako fye misango ebiri itatu eyi ekyakulya ekyapeerwa kutulubi ebyakulya enyama ekyanyama ekyota kiputuire pamukoki n'okanalya omulopa.
Now, obviously, they are poisonous things. If you want to eat, you have to be careful. Do you know what squid is? Squid? Squid?
Squid. Kaiba kaiba dana sumu sana. Mchivemba dedike shiwe pantuna octopus mchivemba ifira chira cha kwa tefima
mapati from fingers.
But the small one
number kena ka no no fie.
It's very good.
Octopus chikuru number kena ka ka no no but kasuma.
But it also increases your cholesterol.
Lelo ilenga umalamu ya kukuba kufya mafuta munubiri.
So
nganse kutyala kuti nganse.
So if you eat too much you can get sick.
Nga mwafiria sana kuti fya milenga nganse yapu sana. Nganse ni magrabs.
Rickets.
Yawa kuti twa kuti sabirisangwa muri bemba.
Okay.
I would like to ask also here, because also I missed this one here, it just reminded me. We find the Catholics, they say one should not marry, as Paul is telling Timothy here. And does it mean that they've gone against the Bible, or it is something created by them in order for them to stay without a woman, but in other ways they do whatever they do? Because here Paul is saying, be careful with these people who say they should, you should not what? Marry.
We read the First Corinthians.
Tumwe ne 1 Corinthians
chapter 7.
Chapter 7. Verse 37.
Nevertheless, he who stands steadfast in having no necessity, but has power over his own will, and so determined in his heart to, that he will keep his virgin, does well.
Lelo uyo umutima wakwe naimini nandi ushaba nakupitinkishiwa lelo alina makaya ya na makaa pakufuaya kwa kwe kuine kabiri na pingule chi umutima wakwe ukumuteka ngo owa kovekela afye achite chisuma.
Okay, we also read the same chapter verse 20.
Kaitwerenge chapter imoine verse 28.
Even if you do not marry, you have not sinned, and if a virgin marries, you have not sinned.
Lelo nerio upe tauwe mbwike no shatala opwa nga opwa tauwe mbwike.
So I think that the point here is, do you have the gift to stay single?
Ushena upelwa apa imutwe chijiripo apa chakuti ati ushena upate chape chakuti ati kuti waigalirira ukwagula kupa mwana.
We say, are you given the gift of celibacy?
Ushona upelwa icha upe chaukana upa.
So if you don't have, then you Because men and women have been created in such a way that, you know, when they grow older, they have to get married.
Pantu muntu umwana kashino mwaume ilo wale kula awe wafire basanga chisota na ngumulu mendo vai wakwikala nangwe.
According to Paul, to get married is not a sin.
Kulingana Paulo ukupwa ano kupwa temula telube mbui yo.
Not many people have this gift of celibacy.
Tevantu avenge wakwate chau pe chau kana upano kupwa.
So if that's the case, then why forbid marriage?
Ngani ifyo, nishwe ngani cha ukupa? Chafuika?
So that is not the teaching of Christ.
Eh? Usambishwa kwa Kristo yo.
That is the doctrine of men.
Ifya usambishwa ifya wuntu nse. Tuamfwa? Ampwa. Okay.
I think also in addition maybe answering his question is like some, we do not mention the church, but as we are looking at some churches, like he has mentioned from the Catholic, we find that some they don't really have this gift of slippers.
Maybe.
Yes.
But
so you find that this church fathers commit adultery. Meaning they don't use this gift to. So maybe that is the point where also Paul is talking about that. If you don't have this gift, why people push this to you?
So
if they push you, then you should know that these are the Antichrist or the false prophets.
So in our heart we can judge and
say, they push others.
Mutima wesu kutwa tete awe ababale tutitikisha.
I think so.
Definitely don't care. That order.
I'm heading back to Timothy 4, verse 5. Before I say that, I'll just say, I think one of the clergymen in the mentioned church, when leaving, he said, repent or be punished because of the sin that they commit as a result of forbidding people from marrying.
At the Fakuela, we move to Achilasu, my uncle, 1 Timothy chapter 4. Lelo, Pamongesho, Achilanda, Umumuku Taro to Lelanda Potuachi, Natalanda Pamongaine, Upof Mamuku to Atile, Lapile, Lapila, and Gaupusuka. Now, on Angula, we cannot pull a pira, Uti. When we know that Shasha, look at Kandwe.
Because he had seen the weakness that was there. Because he was one of them.
Amwene, unake, wadi mo, but adi nao, pamo, mwibumba di morine.
And he saw that most of the people are just forced. It's like it's imposed on you. You don't have the will, the gift.
Chakuti, chava ficha kutitikishuwa leo, te uchikuwe ticha upechiyo.
So there are a lot of scandals.
Can you move you alive? Who are you from Katikaluguta?
Even he who resigned, he resigned because.
No, you have minimum. Have minimum. You are more than white chine.
Yeah. Now, my question is: chapter 4, verse 5 says, "For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer."
At verse 4, chapter 4, verse 5. Pantu cha shishua kuchevo cha kwalesa na kupepa na kukupepa cha kulia.
Let me first of all give just a thought
ekampeni kwe iliano uliandi
from what I learned
pamofyo na asambio pashitaimo
so that I can be helped
okuti munja fulisheko
from what I learned was that as it says here that for it is sanctified by the word of God
so kuri na refi na asambio chue yoyo ya bantu chaba icha shishua na cheo cha kwalesa
and so
chasambulwa soni
and so we looked at the what does the word of God say
pakuti dinomba chevo cha kwalesa chitila chani
was like looking back in the Old Testament where it says animals that are like this and that you will not eat
pamonga ifyo muchipengo chaka yati sati ina maana ngofia kule pia msango ifi nefi nefi
fish that is like
this and that. Yeah, that was
that is the word of God.
Hey, chakwale, say chale so sefyo.
And then now what are we going to say? Are we
ile lo twalacha shani pantu chile moneka kwati pale kupitinga na vati ino vanyereda.
So now the someone said so now we follow what God says, because that's His word.
Muntu atila na tukonke chewo cha kuale sababu efe cha sosa.
Yeah, so now looking at such knowledge.
Wapumo na kukuiruka na kupishi woku.
And the words that I hear and what you just said earlier on.
Ne chewo chili apa, nefyo machi sosa apa kubala.
Which actually you reflected on the words of Paul.
Pamungefyo mwachiba ava kulanda mpa chewo cha kwa Paulo.
Well, actually, that is in 2 Timothy.
2 Timothy.
Am I right?
Yes, that's correct.
So, looking at what Paul said and what was said in the Old Testament, which we had referred to as the Word of God, and it's like now things have been it looks like things have been turned around or that.
Chile mwoneka kwati ifyo chale mba mchipingo chakale makamaka mwina Levi chapter 11 kaya kuisa alulesha na pai nonshita ifyo Paulo alela andapo vile mwoneka tu ama shuwe ya kwalesa pari huku piti nkana nomba kutu mwatila po shani
he is talking about the eating of good unclean foods, and then Paul here is saying, whatever you can eat anything, provided it is sanctified with the word of God and prayer.
But again, in the very word of God, and what spoke to say, God said, you will not eat animals like this, or fish like this, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But now again, Paul says, everything is.
Okay, I give you a very simple example. If the Old Testament time, if a person was not circumcised, then he would not be considered as a member of the household of Israel.
And to mourn with people chakale, Gaumuntunga tell you of Samburula, Teche Abe, Nimo, Wamunga, and Yavin Israel.
So in the New Testament time,
circumcision
or uncircumcision?
Do
you think there is a change of law
in it?
You know that many of the things mentioned in Old Testament scriptures are fulfilled in Christ Jesus when He came. Just like today, we are no longer required to keep the Passover feast.
Pamunge cho ilelo, tachufuye tuwa sunga na tuwa baka ukuchirira. Awe.
Because Jesus Christ is the Paschal Lamb.
Pantwe na Yesu Christ e Pascha wine.
So He has fulfilled that for us.
Na fikirishua ichintu. Pachifolo chesu.
It's not that the law has changed. It has been fulfilled.
Right. chapa.
So when you talk about clean and clean animals.
Ere mwalanda pamulandu wa fya fya finama fya kowela ne fya kowela.
I think the other day we talked about this in the Leviticus.
Twailande po fi mubushmo mu muyi buku ya bena levi.
The reason why God asked them not to eat.
Mali chintu cha lengele so kutilati ya bebe kutatu veda liyakia msangwe fi.
Firstly, it's a sign of holiness.
Chari pa mula nduwa umushilo.
To enable them to understand that to segregate or to sanctify themselves is important.
Chari cha kutatu wa fule bababa shishua abe nangwa kukuilenga awa umushilo abe ne.
But today, true sanctification is in the heart.
Melo umushilo wesu wawo mkatika mtima shesu.
So when the heart is sanctified.
Iyo ile ile mtima wesu wabu walungamikiwa.
Yeah, obviously, you know, what follows is that your actions are also sanctified.
Mkuti ya tinemi chitile mibele yesu, iba iya shishua. Efyo.
Okay.
Chafi. Na mufapa wa
And it's okay if you want, I can go back, but you will spend a bit of time to talk about the bit, because we spend about 1 hour to talk about it.
Nga mulefa kutinabwele kunuma, Pantu itwa esandisha tu apostle po kwa teola imodulela ndate pa fya kulia fya kowela ne fya kowela.
Because when we were talking about Romans chapter 14, what to eat and what not.
Ile tu ala esambe pa muri Roma chapter 14 pa fintu fya fya tu fya ya ne fya tu fya ile kulia.
I probably that I missed you.
Maybe you can just begin and back.
Hello?
It's a summary.
Yes.
Okay.
Atikashi mipeleko tupimfua kwa fiyo tuwa sambilile pakuda tumuwe kwa wako iluka.
We turn to Leviticus.
Na tumuwe mkwa mwina Levi.
Sorry, you.
Mwachukua tu kwa suwa ngurifishi mwachukua mwipishi.
Na kila kwa kulu ndapo kwa kamuna na nguwa mtu ya
chawamu. Oh, okay.
I just want to give a few examples.
We
turn to Leviticus chapter 11.
When Levi chapter 11.
11, we read verse 43 and verse 44.
When Levi chapter 11, verse
43 and 44. You shall not make yourself abominable with any creeping thing that creeps, nor shall you make yourself unclean with them, lest you be defiled by them.
Mwila ilenga mwevene ava mukakamike kuchisenya chonse ichisenya nangu ukuikosha kuri ifyo. No kuleka mkoweshiwe kuri fiene.
Reason is given in verse 44.
Verse 44, about whoever mulandushi.
For I am the Lord your God, you shall therefore consecrate yourself, and you shall be holy, for I am holy, neither shall you defile yourself with any creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
Pantu ine Yehova lesa wenu echo shishenu. Nokuba ava mushilo pantu inendi wa mushilo kabiri mwilai kowesha mwevene kuchisenya chonse ichikulika pano sopanwe sonde.
We read verse 45.
Verse 45.
For I am the Lord who brings you out of the land of Egypt to be your God,
pantu,
and you shall therefore be holy, for I am holy.
Pantu nene Yehova wa nini ke imwe ukumufumia mchalo cha Egypti kukuba alesa wenu echo mulevela aba mshilo echo ine ndiwa mshilo.
46, 47 again talks about the clean and unclean animals.
Verse 46 and 47 ilanda pafinama ifya kowela nefisha kowela.
Some can be eaten and some cannot be eaten.
Fimo kutifiali kwa fimbo tetifili kweyo.
We find the rational behind this distinction. It's because God wants them to be holy.
Ni chintu chipo chikankala pacha kutetelesa lekavya tubantu bakwe babe aba mushilo.
Let's look at another example.
Tuwe kawe chomwe kumucha kumwena ko chimbi.
We look at Leviticus chapter 20.
Na tumone wina Levi chapter 20.
We read verse 26 and 27.
Verse 26 na 27 chapter 20. verse 26 and 27.
Just
26. And we're going to verse 26.
And you shall be holy to me, for I am the Lord and holy, and have separated you from the people that you should be mine.
Pantu ine Yehova ndi wamushulo kabiri nampatula imwe kubantu na bantu kukuba bandi.
Now,
sorry. Muleva aba mushulo kuri ine pantu ine Yehova ndi wamushulo kabiri nampatula imwe kubantu na kubantu kukuba bandi.
Obviously, this chapter is on what? Is on, God's people cannot be mediums or cannot have any part with familiar spirit or to become prostitutes.
Apa ilela nfokuchila vantu dofile vantu bakwalesa dofile bakumako kufia kufia kubuka nangu kufia kumipashi yako wela kuwela nangu ukuba babu lale lale.
But we find that this remain valid until now. If you read verse 20, a lot of law governing sexual behavior. We find that this law is still binding today. We find that some has been fulfilled in Christ Jesus. Now, how do we know which one is binding and which one is no longer binding, or which one is
fulfilled?
Sometimes we have to look at what the New Testament is talking about. Rather, what the New Testament scriptures is teaching about, with regards to this.
So,
we mentioned that Jesus Christ is purifying all food.
Remember
which chapter?
Chapter and verse 24.
Jesus purifying all food.
Yes, so as I'm going to read it, you have to
read it. Mark chapter 7, verse 19.
Yeah? Mark chapter 7, verse 19.
Now, on one occasion, Peter was asked to go to the house of Cornelius.
Mark 7, verse 19.
So on one occasion, Peter was asked to go to the house of Cornelius. Cornelius was a Gentile. So before Peter went, he actually saw a vision. A huge sheet of cloth came down. With all the unclean animals on it. There was a voice saying to Peter that rise up and kill and eat. Obviously the response of Peter is that he had never eaten such a thing before.
Our Petro no Papasko Atile our chine fishataladia kwevukampano kuwaiche one day.
But the voice came the second time and the third time.
Lelo issue with Yahweh Keshemuna Mukua Bubine Wabutatu.
So later on he went to the house of Cornelius. Obviously, he preached the gospel to them. After he had returned, that the circumcision party accused him of eating with the
Gentiles. We turn to chapter
11 of Acts. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11. We read verse 3. Saying you went in to uncircumcised men and ate with them.
Waingire kuva tu abashasembululwa no kuliana bo.
So, you know, these people say that he was eating with the Gentiles.
Apa vamwe Petro kuti aleria na vena fialo.
We know that this distinction, yeah, of clean and unclean animal, yeah, is not, you know, this concept is not with the Gentiles.
Vamona yuru iridiano ria ifiakuria ifiasanguka ifiasanguka. The fiari ifiakumapo kufuina fialo.
I don't believe that Peter was bringing his own food there.
Petro tare tere chakuria chakwe kuria iyo.
So I don't believe that.
Jesus mina tefe
diario. Excuse me, and here is my Jewish food.
They are yet number moneni ife chakume ku indevi akuria chaku chiude wandini ifi.
This is the boundary of feast on cross. But in chapter 11, he did not mention about eating with the Gentiles.
In chapter 11, Thailand, he
said to them, why the Lord has said this to him? Why he did that? He actually related his vision to those who questioned him.
Ari londolwele ichimonwa chakwe kuri avo avamwipwishefi.
We can see this from verse 7 all the way to
verse 10. Kutwa chimona pamunobwa skobwa kwe mu verse 7 kuyashinde mu verse 10.
This is the reason why she ate with them.
Itanenge wene ukuri anavo.
Chapter 11.
Chapter 11 verse 7
to verse 10.
Na 10.
But that's why he ate with them.
Echo ari lena anavo.
Now, so with this, with the teaching of Christ, with the teaching of the apostle, Paul followed what the apostle church did.
Paulo now akonkere ifion kuta rwabatumwa rwachitile.
Saying that all creatures, put it this way, are edible.
Ekuti ati fyakuria fyose ngo fina mafyose.
But obviously, in the context of the church, we cannot force, a person to eat like we do.
Nelo teti muna muluguta teti patikisho muntu ukuria pamongeche mene variana ngoefe turia ifwe.
That's why we cannot enforce our dietary habit on others.
Teti tu chitikishe awa nensofe turia ukuta tinavale liyako iyo.
I think this is important. But we cannot forbid people from, eating. We said with the exception of three things.
Food offered
to idols. Meat of a strangled animal. And blood.
No,
but obviously, if your stomach cannot withstand, certain kind of food, you don't force yourself to eat.
Ngachakuti ifumo lenu tadikavira kudya iri mwari achakudya chimoti muviri wenu wakana teti mupati kishwa tikanofi muri ya muri iyo. Chamfe.
Alright.
Jisuma.
We come back and now we come to chapter 5.
Wele le mukwai kai tumwe chapter 5.
1 Timothy chapter 5.
1 Timothy chapter 5.
Here it talks about, actually three things in this chapter. The first is about how to treat one another in the church. The second is about how to help widows in the church. Now the third is, how to respect those who serve in the ministry.
Kabiri chakutatu chakwa chakuchindika avo avere pyungira mukubirambira nsuma.
Now let's look at verse 1 and verse 2.
Mwana mu verse 1 and 2.
Here it says,
Atila.
Do not rebuke an older man, but exhort him as a father, younger men as brothers.
Wewaula umwa umwe mkalamba lelo umupa pate kwati niwiso.
Verse 2. Older women as mothers, younger women as sisters with all purity.
Avana kashi vakalamba kwati nivanoko, avakashana kwati ninkashishove mukusanguluka konse.
I think the way we treat one another, you know, can actually affect our relationship with one another.
If you feel to have our pungila no mono movie, kuti chava cha kutukuma ko ifwe mufishira mone ivie.
Obviously, if we treat one another well, yeah, this relationship will be built up.
Ngatwa ava kupungila na mono mubiye wino wino, awo kukwampa na ngubulupwa kuti wava vule kulwa.
The point Paul is making here is that, you know, we cannot rebuke an older man. If someone is older than you, you cannot rebuke.
Paulo aleti langa muntu mukalamba kuchapadi iwe utaufile womkalipila iyo.
Obviously with some exceptions.
Chine chine mkwaba fintu fimu wafetu chishingalanda kutu ya
kukalipile. This guy preaches heresies.
Ngoi muntu atamba kushimikila ifi hako fi.
Paul actually said that let this person be a curse.
Paulo atila lekeno uyu munthu atipo ena kwa kunge filai.
So in a normal circumstance.
Mu fintu fyefya chabu fyefye.
Anyone who is older than us, we cannot rebuke.
Munthu onse watuwa kula kuchepali vaifwe afwira pelu akuchindikwa.
You know, just like children, they cannot rebuke their parents.
Pamunga fya vana ati vafwira vakalipira vafyashi vavo.
They must respect their parents.
Vafwira vava chindika.
But you know, here it says, exhort him as a father.
Musuntule ukubanga na umuite ukubanga niwiso.
But we also need to exhort younger men as brothers.
Kaitfwe twasuntula balumendo ukubanga bamunyine fwe.
You find that rebuking should be the last resort.
Ukalipila kwa banga chitu cha kulekelesha.
Because you know this can be very damaging, or you know if we do not know how to use it wisely and properly. So always do our best to exhort. Actually, it's not difficult for us to, you know, to review. It's very easy.
Especially
church workers, and you are in the position to lead the church.
You
know, you can say anything you want. But we need to understand that our words can harm, can destroy. We are here to build up the body of Christ. To establish the faith of one another. We must learn to exhort. You know, if we are a very quick-tempered person, we find that, you know, our temper can spoil the work of God.
Verse 2.
Older man as mother, younger women as sisters with all purity.
Abana kashi abakalamba kwati ni banoko, abana kashi abakashana kwati ni ni kashi shove mukusanguluka konse.
So even when you speak to an elderly woman,
nango ile olela ndakumuna mayo mukalamba,
you must exhort her like you would to your mother.
Ufile wa mchindika pa mungetu winga chindika noko.
When we exhort younger sister,
ile ule chindika mkashana,
there must be a sense of purity.
Ufile pava nshira, ile anori ya kusanguluka.
I think, again, this is a very important point.
Pana upari muto, upari muto ukankala.
In dealing with the opposite sex, or in exhorting the opposite sex,
mukuchinchisha awawa nesu tuwa kusana kuna awawa ifyo tuwa pangwa.
You must not get tied into this emotional thing.
That fuye tuwa baba kuiposa mutumi tontonka ni odimbiri apusana kwa iyo.
So if we are not careful, instead of you know, of helping him or helping her, we end up what? Sinning against God.
Ngata tuchenjele, mwushile ya kwa afirisha, awe pati mumuna kewesu, kutuwa ponena, mkube mbuka, tuwabe mbuka, na tuwabe mbukila lesa.
We come to the next section.
Kanishpandu wa chimbicha konkapo.
How to help widows in the church.
Pafio tufwe tuafirisha wa mka mfuilwa.
Paul says we need to honor widows who are really widows.
Paula atila tufwile tuachindi kango tuafwa. Abo abari chine chine ni ba muka mfuilwa.
What is he talking about?
Hele nanda pali finishi.
Are they fake widows?
Ushe kuni ba muka mfuilwa, aba shiri ba muka mfuilwa mwa.
Or move away from the husband and pretend that the husband has died.
Nangwa abo ba fuma kuba lume babo nokutwe nokuwe pokuti ya jaba lume babo na bari fwa.
I think that when Paul talks about true widows, he refers to those who are faithful, who are God fearing.
Ngabukulande paba mukamfuira ba nenene ni alela ndipori abo abachitekelo abachi ne abachishinka.
Now we read verse 5. Yeah?
Are you reading the verse 5?
Now she who is really a widow and left alone trusts in God and continue in supplication and prayer night and day.
Dawe ushiri mukamfuira wine wine nokushala eka. Achete kera kuli leza no kutua lilila mufia kupapata na mapepo ushuku na kasuba lelo uyangasha mkui pakisha.
This is the definition of a real widow.
Iya londolola pamuka mfila wine.
Who is by herself?
Uli parwa kwefe mwine.
Who trusts in God? Who continues in supplication and prayers night and day. I think the principle here is important. I'm not sure about here. You know, in other part of Africa, sometimes we find that widows come to the church and ask church for help. Obviously the church needs to do charitable deeds. You know, before we render any help, the important thing is that, you know, we must help the person, put it this way, rightfully. If this widow has children, or even grandchildren, then she should first go to the children or the grandchildren. She cannot say, my children live very far away from me. I don't want to burden my children. But I can burden the church. Is that correct? No, that is not right, isn't it? So even if we want to help others, even members within the church, we need to do so with wisdom. So that the church is not burdened. Now, I want you to read verse 6.
Verse 6.
But she who lived in pleasure is dead while she lives.
Nerio alino mweo alifwa.
So we find that if a widow is not God fearing, instead of fearing God, she lives in pleasure.
Ena mukukana tina lesa aikarira mukwanga.
Or we say she lived in indulgence.
Nangu awa wakuiposa ika.
According to Paul, she is dead.
Kulingana Paulo, uyu muntu awa wafwa.
You don't help someone who is dead spiritually.
Te tumafurisho muntu ufwire kumupashibate.
Now, Verse 7. And this thing command, and they may be blameless.
Ukomkomeshe fintu ukuti vabe avashitungwa kabi.
The intention of Paul here is very clear. Paul wants what? Everyone's to be blameless before God.
Paul alengo muntu onse shingava wakutungwa kabi.
Including widows.
We couple fear and come for
now, verse 8. Yeah, see what Paul says.
Verse 8. Man, if you Paul asosa.
But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
Atilelo muntunga tasunga abantu vakwe pali vufi abamunganda yakwe ninshi nakana ichitetekelo kabiri abomubi ukuchisha usha tetekela.
A widow's family must first render help to the widow concerned.
Tulemo na kutere ati lupalwa mkamfuilwa, lufilo lwafuisha mkamfuilwa.
So, you know, we cannot, you know, burden the church.
Ukuchira ukupela chisendo kulukuta.
Here actually, Paul, put down an edge limit.
Apa Paulo avika po chipimo cha kukula.
Verse 9. Do not let a widow under 60 years old be taken into the number, and not unless she has been the wife of one man.
Mukamfuilwa alembwenge miaka yakwe tayache pako kumakumi mutanda untu aliu mukashi wamulume umo.
Well, I have been thinking about this. Why 60?
Ninsha pendelwa Paulo pamiaka ama kumi umwanda umo.
Obviously, this is only a figure.
Kwena pa, ni namba afye, ni pendu afye.
I think in a way, Paul also encouraged widows to help themselves.
Nelo Paulo apana kumushira imbi, ale lando kutilati, wamuka mfuilu lwana, boba fuilu, vaya fuilisha vene.
If a widow is still young,
Is
still capable of working, earning her own livelihood.
Na kuata amaka yaku vomba kaya na kusanga wika shuba komuine.
Then why should she border the church?
Nishi engalenga kulete tsendo kulukuta.
And here it's also said, and not unless she has been the wife of one man.
Adiati abayatila ukutila wamulume umo.
You know, if you know that she'll marry, after you have rendered help to her, a lump sum of money, and then the next day you find that she is married to a man. What are you going to do? Excuse me, can you return the money?
Let her be a Kurogwesha.
Excuse me, please.
Let her wake up, Olupia, 1 month.
It's too late, isn't it? So that's why we must what? We must consider, you know, each case very carefully.
We
must help with what? Wisdom. So that your church finances are not abused. So that the church is not burdened. We do not want to send out a signal that, you know, to other people that, oh, in the true Jesus church, when whoever is dying, the church is going to help you, blah, 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 buy you a burial land.
Whatever.
But that's not right. We come here for what? For the gospel. We talk about the truth. Obviously, we need to help our brothers and sisters. But we must do so with wisdom.
Let's stay fine, na mano.
I think we take a break.
Let's
just
touch up on it.
Yes, yes, okay. Amen.
Amen.